Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's time to talk hockey with the guys in the know. It's the Panthers Insider Show right here on the Florida Panthers Radio Network.
And welcome into the season's 26th episode of Panthers Insider on the Florida Panthers Radio Network. I'm Alex Dono alongside the voice of the Cats, Doug Plagans. And, you know, Doug, before we really dive into the week that was and look at the week ahead and the night ahead for our Florida Panthers, really, we'd like to say a few words about H. Wayne Huizenga, who sadly passed away this past week. This man, titan of industry, and really one of the most important figures of sports in South Florida, brought hockey and brought baseball to this community. And our thoughts and prayers go to the family and to his wife, Marty Huizenga, who was such a big part of his life and part of our lives. Like, I'll never forget, Doug, that Stanley Cup Finals run for the Cats in 1996, watching a lot of those games on TV and seeing Wayne and Marty celebrating in the owner's box, hugging each other, high-fiving fans when the Rats were flying on the ice. Just, I associate Wayne and his family with so much of the good that I experienced growing up as a sports fan in this community.
Just an icon in sports, an icon in the community, an icon in business. And as you said, Alex, our thoughts and prayers certainly with the Huizenga family. And again, just he's a big reason we have so much of what we have down here right now. His visions are a big reason why we're sitting here doing what we're doing right now. So again, made his mark on the community and on business, and I think that's the biggest thing, is not only his impact on sports and business, but on this South Florida community. He and his family have done so much great work down here, and our thoughts are with the Huizenga family at this time. We have a statement from Florida Panthers owner and governor Vincent J. Viola on the passing of H. Wayne Huizenga. The Florida Panthers organization is heartbroken by the news of H. Wayne Huizenga's passing. Mr. Huizenga's lifelong commitment to our community, his philanthropy, and his entrepreneurial spirit ensure that the Huizenga family legacy will live on in South Florida. I'm continually inspired by Wayne's example, from his vision and his civic-minded leadership to his success fostering an environment of on-ice excellence, which continues to have a shaping influence on every step we take in the South Florida community. He will be remembered always by our Panthers family. And that is a statement from Panthers owner and governor Vincent J. Viola. We also have a statement from the commissioner of the NHL, Gary Bettman, and he said the following again in regards to the passing of Panthers founding owner H. Wayne Huizenga. Wayne Huizenga was an entrepreneurial visionary who possessed boundless energy, drive, and imagination, a devotion to his community in South Florida, and a passion for sports. Those were vividly reflected in his founding of the Florida Panthers, the construction of a world-class arena in Sunrise, and his leadership of the franchise to an appearance in the 1996 Stanley Cup Final in just its third year of existence. While Wayne established South Florida as a hockey market, he devoted as much time and effort to education-focused philanthropic efforts that benefited his beloved community in many ways. The NHL sends its condolences to his family and to all throughout the sports and business worlds who Wayne touched and inspired, including the countless hockey fans and players throughout Florida who came to the game as a result of his vision. So, again, just instrumental in bringing a lot to what we have in this South Florida sports scene and the business world as well. And, again, we can't stress it enough, all the positive work that he and his family did throughout the community away from sports.
And it's unbelievable what Wayne accomplished throughout his life, not only bringing hockey and bringing baseball to South Florida. There was a time when he owned the Miami Dolphins, the Florida Marlins, and the Florida Panthers, not to mention starting three Fortune 500 companies from scratch, from Blockbuster, Waste Management, Auto Nation. Like, you think about
what that man accomplished in a lifetime. You sometimes just have to sit back and marvel at it, and he's going to be very missed in this community, Doug, is the bottom line.
No question. Again, our thoughts with the Huizenga family at this time. And again, you said it right there, Alex, just had an incredible life, and he was a true icon to several different arenas, and really made an unbelievable mark on the community and the entire sports world.
And so many things to get to from Wayne onward. Of course, Red Deer Randy Moeller will join us. H. Wayne Huizenga was very much a part of his life. We'll talk with Florida Panthers Chief of Staff Sean McCaffrey a little bit later on, Doug, as the Panthers are making a push here for the playoffs, and there are so many exciting games to come, including tonight hosting the Arizona Coyotes, 7 o'clock at the BB&T Center in Sunrise.
And we'll talk about that one as well. A big game tonight. The Panthers, of course, coming off a three-game road trip, 1-2 out of three. We're going to break all that down here in just a moment. Panthers home tonight, and then it's back on the road for four straight, so you want to make sure you get down there tonight, cheer on this Panthers team as they are right in the thick of this chase for a playoff spot. Now, the New Jersey Devils did beat the Pittsburgh Penguins in overtime last night, so what that does to the playoff picture up to the moment here going into today's action, the Panthers find themselves at the moment 3 points behind New Jersey, who has that second wild card spot. 3 points back, two games in hand. So you win those games in hand, you can offset that three-point deficit and hop past New Jersey. But certainly that win last night that New Jersey had over Pittsburgh in overtime puts a lot of emphasis, a lot more, even more importance than was already on this game against Arizona tonight, puts even more on that one. Now, New Jersey does play the Tampa Bay Lightning tonight in the second end of a back-to-back. Tampa Bay, the more rested team. We can talk about that more as we roll along. But the big feature presentation tonight, it's the Panthers and the Arizona Coyotes from the BB&T Center, 7 o'clock face-off. We hope to see you down there, 954-835-PUCK, floridapanthers.com. Get your tickets as soon as possible for tonight's action if you don't have them already. Again, we hope to see you down there. Panthers on the road for four straight after this one, so you want to get down there and see the Panthers live and in person this evening. But a big one tonight, 7 o'clock face-off. We'll have the action beginning with the pregame on the radio network at 6:30 if you're not able to make it down to the BB&T Center tonight. But again, you want to make sure you get out there this evening if you're able to do so. The Panthers and the Coyotes, it'll be a 7 o'clock face-off. Arizona making their one trip of the season to the BB&T Center. They're a team that is not in playoff contention out in the Western Conference, but a very young team that has picked up a little bit of steam as the season's gone along. They're 5-4-1 in their last 10 games, and they've been able to catch a few playoff teams off guard lately. So it's an Arizona team that you can't take lightly going into tonight's game. So that's the matchup this evening. And of course, the Panthers coming off winning 2 out of 3 on that recent road trip.
Yeah, and tonight will be the Panthers' first trip back home since a loss 4-2 to the Edmonton Oilers this past Saturday. So on Monday, Panthers were on the road in Montreal looking to bounce back in a big way with Roberto Luongo between the pipes. The Panthers got things started in the first period. A late first period goal, 18:30. Aaron Ekblad taking advantage of a Canadiens turnover, cashes in with an unassisted goal to give the Cats a 1-0 lead.
Side, backhand pass in front, intercepted. The Canadiens don't clear. Ekblad, nice move in front. Backhand shot, he scores! What a move for Aaron Ekblad! Backhand, top shelf, and the Panthers have a 1-0 lead with 1:29 to go here in the first. And the Panthers make the Canadiens pay for a defensive zone turnover.
That was a nifty move, individual effort by Aaron Ekblad. What a season for the defenseman. 15 goals now on the year at 18:31 at period number one. He gave the Cats a 1-0 lead. No goals in the second period, so you were breathing a little heavy with a 1-0 lead, trying to protect that going into period number three. But you were able to exhale here at the 6:23 mark of the third period. 26th goal on the year here from Alexander Barkov.
Out to the high slot. Dadonov over here for Matheson. A shot low, wide. Played back out in front. Matheson, a shot. It's put off by Niemi. Off his chest protector. Out to the line. Held in again by Matheson. Bukestad. Pesek center point. Far side, Barkov looking out in front, it deflects and they score! The Panthers take a 2-0 lead! Barkov put it to the front of the net, it deflected, it took a good Panthers bounce and wound up in the back of the net, and the Panthers double their lead.
Well, Sasha Barkov, he's second on the team in goals with 26, behind only Vincent Trocheck. That tally was assisted by Mark Pesic, his 10th, and Nick Bjugstad, his 27th, gave the Panthers a 2-0 lead over Montreal that they would hold on to, aided, Doug, by a masterclass performance in net by Roberto Luongo, who picked up his 76th career shutout in that 2-0 Panthers victory on Monday night.
Moved into a tie for 9th all-time with that shutout. Ed Belfour, Tony Esposito tied them on the all-time shutout list with his 76th in the league, a 28-save shutout in that one for Roberto Luongo. But that game, that was important to start the road trip, also for the Panthers to rebound from that 4-2 loss to Edmonton in the game prior that wrapped up that homestand. That was 1 week ago today that they lost to Edmonton. So going on the road Monday, there was a lot of importance on that one. It was the start of a back-to-back. The Panthers won it 2-0. First of all, the Aaron Ekblad goal. Had a chance to talk to him a little bit about that game and about that goal. The Panthers' forecheck was just so tenacious in that game, and you saw Montreal defense. Some of those players, somewhat inexperienced, were prone to turnovers in that game. And it was that one right there, a turnover that wound up on the stick of Aaron Ekblad. And that series of moves, he was able to maneuver past three Montreal Canadiens and then go backhand top shelf to beat Antti Niemi in a game where Niemi was very stingy.
Excellent.
And you got to give him a lot of credit in that one. And that was a big goal for Aaron Ekblad late in the first. Big goal for the Panthers. Gave them a 1-0 lead. Ekblad tied a career high with his 15th. He's one goal off tying the franchise record for goals by a defenseman in Panthers history. So Aaron Ekblad knocking on the door of that. But again, his 15th of the season, gave the Panthers a 1-0 lead late in the first. And then it was Alexander Barkov later in the game. And it's one of those instances where hockey, it's a funny game sometimes, because the Panthers had prime scoring chance after prime scoring chance, but it was ultimately Barkov's shot that deflected off a leg out in front that snuck past Antti Niemi.
That's the only way to beat a hot goaltender sometimes.
That's exactly right, and that gave the Panthers the insurance they needed and a little bit of breathing room, and that one wound up winning the game by a 2-0 score. But a big game nonetheless to start that road trip, and again, the impressive thing there for the Panthers, Montreal, a team that's not necessarily in the playoff conversation, but it hasn't mattered for this Panthers team whether they're going out and taking on a team like Pittsburgh or Toronto or Washington or a team like Montreal or Ottawa they'd play the following night that's not in that playoff discussion. They've had the same intensity, the same effort night to night, and that game they dominated it for 60 minutes and very easily could have put 5 or 6 goals on the board had it not been for the performance in Niemi that night.
So after that big performance by the Panthers on Monday night with Roberto Luongo collecting a shutout in net, you play the second end of a back-to-back on Tuesday, staying in Canada for this one. James Reimer between the pipes this time around when the Panthers would play at the Ottawa Senators. And again, the Cats were looking for a fast start. They'd get an even faster start this time around. Just 2 minutes, 36 seconds into the hockey game. The opening goal from Colton Sevier.
As they puck pulled back, Panthers having the offensive end. Long shot, it's deflected, and they score! And the Panthers take a 1-0 lead. It was a long shot from Mark Pesic. Took a bounce on the way. It ended up in the back of the net, and the Panthers have struck first.
Number 9 on the year for Sevier, Pesic, and Michael Haley assisting on that tally. A 1-0 Panthers lead just 2.5 minutes into the hockey game, rocking and rolling. But Patrick Seeloff would tie the game with a goal that took some funny bounces there at 12:48 into the first period. So we're back to square one in a 1-1 tie. But later in that first period, a little more than 3 minutes after the Seeloff goal, the Panthers would retake the lead. Jonathan Huberdeau assisting, Keith Yandle scoring his 7th on the campaign.
Zach Smith plays it behind the Panthers' goal. Picked up there by Ekblad. Sent along the near side. Held in by Harper, who takes a hard hit from Trocheck. Huberdeau able to play it out of the zone. Here's Yandle hopping in the rush. Yandle near side. Into the near circle. A shot top shelf, and he scores! Keith Yandle has put the Panthers in front 2-1. What a shot that was, top corner.
And a very important goal there to give the Panthers a 2-1 lead heading into the intermission. Into the second period we go. Goals, goals, and more goals. Another early period tally, 2 minutes, 15 seconds into the frame. Beautiful feed from Sasha Barkov and a masterful finish by Evgeny Dadonov.
Off to the far wall, Pajot is tied up over on that far side by Barkov, and now Bjugstad able to find a loose puck, poked down to Barkov in the corner, looks out in front, Dadonov, and he scores! Evgeny Dadonov after a great pass from Barkov, and the Panthers take a 3-1 lead.
Gotta love the teamwork from that top line for Evgeny Dadonov, his 23rd goal on the season. Sasha Barkov, assist number 46. And Nick Bjugstad, assist number 28 on that goal. 3-1 Panthers there, 2 minutes 15 seconds into the second period. And the Cats were not done, not by any stretch. The 7:19 mark, Jamie McGinn the setup, Jared McCann the finish.
Around here to the near side, Harper has shot that one. Went wide to the far corner. And it's played out by McGinn. A bouncer, McCann on a breakaway. McCann heads in, shot, he scores! Jared McCann on a breakaway! And the Panthers have a 4-1 lead!
Making the most of that opportunity from Jared McCann, number 8 on the year for him. McGinn assists number 11. 4-1 Panthers lead. They'd cut the lead back down to 2 with Ottawa. Marian Gaborik scoring his 11th on the season at the 13:52 mark of that crazy second period to make it 4-2 Florida. But then the Panthers would take a 5-2 lead 16 minutes 13 seconds in. Number 5 on the year, 3rd as a Panther for Frank Vatrano.
Now it's McCaution across to Ekblad, driven down to our right. Around it goes, and over on that far side, picked up by Yandle at the point to the high slot. A wrist shot, they score! Frank Vatrano from the high slot sends one low past Condon, and the Panthers have a 5-2 lead.
The wicked Arista from Frank Vatrano. Keith Yandle, assist number 42, the primary assist there. Jared McCann, his 14th helper. Panthers took a 5-2 lead 16 minutes into the second period, and then 17 minutes into the frame, Nick Bjugstad makes it 6-2.
Get some confidence, and the Panthers able to get one back from Vatrano. Now in they come. It's Dadonov on a 2-on-1 across. Bjugstad shot, he scores! And the Panthers take a 6-2 lead. They capitalize on the 2-on-1. Dadonov over to Bjugstad. He ripped it out of that right circle. And the Panthers now lead by a 6-2 score here in Ottawa.
Well, 17 minutes into the period, Nick Bjugstad with his 17th goal on the year. Evgeny Dadonov and Sasha Barkov assisting. Top line uniting there. 6-2 Panthers would take that 4-goal advantage into the third period. And then Jamie McGinn would give us something else to cheer about. Here he is scoring his 11th on the year.
To McCann in the neutral zone. Vatrano, far side. McGinn up the right wing of the offensive end. A backhand from a sharp angle, and he scores! From almost over on the right wing boards, it was a backhand from McGinn. It snuck through, and the Panthers have a 7-2 lead.
For Jamie McGinn, his 11th on the year. Frank Vatrano with his first assist on the season there. And Jared McCann, assist number 15. 7-2 the score. That would be the final score. And James Reimer in the Panthers' net, Doug, would make 33 saves along the way to help his team get a really complete victory on Tuesday night.
No question. Third straight win for James Reimer between the pipes. Jamie McGinn, you heard him at the end there. He was the one who added the extra point, but it was 7 different Panthers who scored in that game. You go right down the list. Keith Yandle, a couple of points there. 1 point away from 50 points on the season. That goal Dadonov scored, set up by the picture-perfect pass from Barkov. And even before that, you had Nick Bjugstad doing hard work on the boards to keep that puck in the zone. That was the one when it became a 3-1 game that really was the one that put the Panthers in the driver's seat. Jared McCann, he scored in that game, had a 3-point game to lead the way for the Panthers. Frank Vatrano, you mentioned, already 3 goals in a Panthers uniform. That whole line, as a matter of fact, McCann centered Vatrano and McGinn that night. All three of them scored goals. I believe all three of them had 2-point nights, and I think there were 12 different Panthers that picked up a point that night. So just a full team effort in that game. Everybody got into the act, and it was an important game in the second end of a back-to-back. Panthers had that kind of runaway victory, so that allowed Bob Bugner the ability to just kind of roll the lines, get into that pretty steady rotation there, and keep everybody fresh heading into the third period and throughout that entire game. So a big win. Panthers swept it back to back. And again, even though they were taking on two teams that were out of that playoff discussion, the intensity never wavered. There was no let up in the Panthers game.
Right.
And it was really back to back, full 60 minute, just complete games for the Panthers Monday in Montreal, Tuesday in Ottawa.
There aren't easy games in the NHL, Doug. And for the Panthers not only to win those games, it's not like they're grinding out overtime points or sloppy victories. I mean, to put on close to flawless Bucks performances both of those nights was really big, and obviously it put the Panthers in position for a really monumental game Thursday night in Columbus. And the puck didn't bounce their way that night, and credit to Columbus and their goaltending especially, just had an unbelievable night from Sergei Bobrovsky in net, and Columbus did pull off a 4-0 victory at home over the Panthers. So a setback to the Panthers' goals on the year, but all of those are really still in hand here.
And again, the intensity never wavered in that game against Columbus on Thursday. They ran into a Blue Jackets team. That was their 10th straight win for Columbus. And you talked about going into that one, it was really the two hottest teams in the National Hockey League. Entering that game, the Panthers were 18-5-1 in their previous 24. Columbus had won 9 games in a row going into that one. Something had to give. And when you look at that game overall, it was a back-and-forth game. Each team ended the game with 33 shots on net. The Panthers hit a couple of goal posts in the second period. There was a flurry in the third period where Sergei Bobrovsky somehow, he went from the splits to upright to the butterfly to just all, I mean, he was doing acrobatics
down
there.
And he got a much-deserved standing ovation from the crowd. It was unbelievable.
That was really the key. It was Sergei Bobrovsky's goaltending and about 6-7 minutes at the start of the second period where Columbus capitalized on a few chances. They had an empty netter late in the game. They won 4-0, but again, it was closer than the 4-0 final score would indicate, and a big reason for that was the goaltending of Bobrovsky. But overall, Panthers went on the road for 3, and they came back with 2 wins in the 3 games, and they have themselves still in a pretty good position to be able to continue making this charge, this push for a playoff spot heading into tonight's game against Arizona.
Yeah, and Doug, you think about the loss in Columbus coupled with what New Jersey was able to do, getting the extra point in the overtime victory over Pittsburgh. It just really outlines how important, again, tonight's game is against Arizona. And I know that the Panthers returning home for the first time in a week will really try and put on a show tonight for the fans.
No question. One home game tonight, then it's back on the road for 4 straight. So Panthers need to capitalize on tonight's game. They know that, and it's a game against a team. You compare it maybe to the game against Montreal or the game against Ottawa. This is a game against an Arizona team that is not in that playoff contention. So the Panthers know this is one they've got to have tonight, and certainly there's a ton of importance on every game, every night out. Panthers 3 points back. The Devils going into tonight's action. 2 games in hand on New Jersey. The Panthers play Arizona tonight, and the Devils have a tough matchup. Second end of a back-to-back against Tampa Bay, although they are at home at Prudential Center. So if there's one thing the Devils do have on their side, it's that they have that home ice advantage tonight against the Tampa Bay Lightning. But again, a big opportunity for the Panthers tonight, and we'll see if the cross-state rivals can give the Panthers a little bit of help going into the evening. But again, 7 o'clock tonight, Panthers and the Arizona Coyotes at the BB&T Center. We hope to see you there. 954-835-POCK, floridapanthers.com to get your tickets. And folks, a reminder that season tickets for next season are on sale now with exclusive benefits for season ticket holders. The 18-19 season will be one to remember. Benefits include priority access to Stanley Cup playoff tickets, exclusive savings on select BB&T Center concessions, and more. Learn how you can become a part of Panthers territory by visiting floridapanthers.com/ticketcentral or call 954-835-PUCK now. Reps are standing by. So again, we hope to see you down there tonight, and maybe think about getting your season tickets for next year. Hope to see you all next season as well. But tonight, 7 o'clock, Panthers and the Coyotes, a big one in the playoff picture for the Panthers this evening. They're all big ones in the playoff picture right now.
And still a lot to come this hour on Panthers Insider. Later on, we'll talk with Panthers Chief of Staff Sean McCaffrey, but when we come back, we'll chat with our pal Red Deer Randy Moeller from Fox Sports Florida. You're listening to Panthers Insider on the Florida Panthers Radio Network.
Radio.com. Radio.com. Welcome back to the Panthers Insider Show, right here on the Florida Panthers Radio Network.
Welcome back into this season's 26th episode of Panthers Insider on the Florida Panthers Radio Network. Alex Dono alongside the voice of the Panthers, Doug Plagans. As Doug, the Panthers are back home briefly from a 3-game road swing where they took the first 2 in that trip on back-to-back nights Monday and Tuesday. Tonight, the Cats will try and grind out a couple of important points this evening with the Arizona Coyotes in town.
7 o'clock start tonight, 6:30 pregame across the radio network, but we'd love to see you down there at the BB&T Center, 954-835-PUCK, floridapanthers.com for tickets. And folks, the hunt for the playoffs continues for the Panthers. Don't miss any of the action at the BB&T Center with the exclusive Panthers Playoff Hunt 4-pack. Build your 4-game package, save 44% off single-game pricing. Learn more at floridapanthers.com/playoff hunt. And again, one home game before 4 straight on the road. So you want to make sure you get down there tonight, see this Panthers team live and in person in the heat of this playoff race. And again, Panthers and the Devils, they're kind of battling for that last wild card spot, and they both play tonight. Panthers will see if they can get some help from Tampa Bay and also see if they can pick up a big 2 points against Arizona tonight.
Let's go out to the Panthers hotline, bring in our friend Red Deer Randy Moeller, analyst from Fox Sports Florida. And, you know, Randy, I want to start here on the sad news we got yesterday, the passing of Wayne Huizenga, who was just not only a titan of industry, but one of the most important figures in the history of South Florida sports, bringing hockey to this city, bringing baseball to this area, and being a longtime owner of the Miami Dolphins as well. And I know that you knew Wayne quite a bit. It's just so many things swirling through our heads, Randy. Of course, thoughts and prayers to the family. What are your memories of Wayne?
Well, and thanks for having me on, guys. He and Marty, Wayne and Marty and their whole family were so charitable and people, I don't think people realize how much they did give back and all the different, the imprints that they made in the community. It was all about community to them. And you're right. I mean, baseball, without Wayne Huizenga was not going to be here, at least for a number of years after. Same thing with hockey. And, if it wasn't for Wayne Huizenga and, his passion for the sports. And of course, when he owned the Dolphins as well, he really made a lasting impression in South Florida. And I had the pleasure of knowing Wayne and that, and what a true gentleman he really was. And everything was always first class with him. And he ran his business, he ran his sports teams with first class. And that's what I think I remember him most. And it's just tragic that he and Marty, they worked so hard and to have the success and that, and really probably were unable to really enjoy their golden years the way they deserved. And that's really unfortunate. But sad to see him go. I know his health was failing lately and that, but condolences to the family. But he will make his impression on South Florida will last a lifetime, that's for sure.
No question, Randy. And again, our thoughts and prayers with the Huizenga family at this time. And he made just an incredible mark on business, on sports, on the whole community. And again, our thoughts continue to be with the Huizenga family. And Randy, the Panthers, this playoff race continuing here tonight. Panthers have the one home game before four more on the road. What stands out for you as the Panthers look to rebound from that game against Columbus back on Thursday?
Well, I think, and you guys just mentioned it, the Panthers, their attention to detail in their road wins in Montreal and Ottawa was very impressive. And I think it got away from them in Columbus and the loss, obviously, and taken nothing away. I thought Columbus played extremely well, and they basically beat the Panthers at their own game with speed, with quickness, with the discipline and the right positioning. And that's where the Panthers have to get back, and I think they realize it. The good news is the Panthers have they've been pretty resilient group. When they've had an off game, they're able to bounce back very quickly, and usually it is the next game. And but they know the importance of it. Although Arizona, they're not going to qualify for the playoffs. They've improved their play, and they've got a lot of youth there that work really hard. So the Panthers know what they're up against tonight. They know they have to take care of business. And I believe that, the offense will come back. The one thing that has to improve here in a short order, and that's their power play. I think one power play goal their last six games, and that's just not going to cut it. Special teams are going to win games in this league, and the Panthers need those special teams in order to be very, very good here down the stretch in order to qualify for a playoff spot.
And Randy, we talk about these two all the time, but maybe no better example than the goal that was scored in Ottawa, the third goal that evening, when Barkov really needed no time to know that Evgeny Dadonov was set up on the back door. He just knew he was going to be there. He fired a pass across, and it just showed, first of all, the awareness of Barkov in the offensive end, and also just the chemistry that line has going right now. I mean, have you seen two players with the chemistry that Barkov and Dadonov have going in a long time? It's just pretty amazing to see what they're doing right now.
Yeah, it is. It's really something, and that's what you come to expect that multiple times on a nightly basis. And And I guess I'll flip it around the other way when things are just not quite clicking, or they're up against a hot goaltender like they were against Bobrovsky the other night. It's very noticeable, and that because we expect all this magic, this chemistry between that those players on that line. The Barkov line has been sensational. We saw glimpses of that a couple of years ago when Jágr was playing with those young players and how they were controlling the puck in the offensive zone. It is really something, and that's what I think Panther fans could be so excited about, is these young players, this core, and Barkov and Huberdeau, Trocheck, goes on and on. Now Dadnoff is added to the mix. This team's going to stick together, and they're going to be together for many years, and all they're going to do is improve even more. So that's the good news. That's what I'm excited about. This playoff race, 10 games left. The Panthers know what they're up against, but I'd love to see them get into the playoffs. But as Dale Talon has said, playing these games that are so meaningful this late in the season, it's gonna help them immensely next year, at the start of next year as well. So it's all positive, but let's take one game at a time. And if the Panthers play the way they can, there's no reason why they shouldn't come out tonight after their game against Arizona with 2 points.
And give us the keys for tonight, Randy. Taking on an Arizona team that not in playoff position, but there are no easy outs in the NHL. And if nothing else, Arizona not only wants to keep winning to add some momentum at the end of the year, but they'd probably like to play spoiler for the Panthers tonight.
Well, I think I just mentioned that my keys, Alex, is going to be the special teams. The Panthers, they've got to get a power play goal. Arizona is one of the most penalized teams in the NHL. They're going to take penalties. Panthers need to capitalize when they have the power play. The penalty killing up until last game was absolutely flawless over the last 10, 11 games. So their penalty killing has to stay strong as well. It's a special teams league, and you look at it on a nightly basis. All the games are going around in the National Hockey League, and the goals that are being scored, a lot of those goals are scored with the man advantage on the power play. So the Panthers know what they have to do. They just have to execute, and I think they'll be fine.
We always appreciate the time from Red Deer Randy Moeller. You can watch him dodging pucks between the benches on Fox Sports Florida. Randy, thank you so much. We'll see you tonight.
Okay, thanks, guys. Great show.
Red Deer Randy Moeller, and follow him on Twitter at Hey Red Deer. He's become very active on the social media over the last couple of years.
Certainly has, and again, big thanks to him for hopping on the show here. Always great to get that insight from Randy Moeller. And again, you can see him on Fox Sports Florida tonight. And many ways to consume tonight's game. You can come down to the BB&T Center, 954-835-PUCK, FloridaPanthers.com for tickets, 7 o'clock face-off. You can tune in on the radio network beginning with the pregame at 6:30, or you can tune in on Fox Sports Florida with Randy Moeller, who you just heard from, as well as Steve Goldstein, Denny Poffin. They'll have it all tonight. So many ways to consume tonight's game, and it's an important one, so you don't want to miss it.
And when we come back, we'll hear from Florida Panthers Chief of Staff Sean McCaffrey. You're listening to Panthers Insider on the Florida Panthers Radio Network.
Radio.com. Radio.com. Welcome back to the Panthers Insider Show, right here on the Florida Panthers Radio Network.
Welcome back into this season's 26th episode of Panthers Insider on the Florida Panthers Radio Network. Alex Dono alongside the voice of the Panthers, Doug Plagans. Is Doug, after a three-game road swing, the Cats are back home for a quick one tonight before four more on the road. So all the more reason to check out some live hockey this evening at the BB&T Center.
No question. The one-game homestand tonight, if you will, for the Panthers against Arizona. 7 o'clock face-off, 6:30 pregame on the radio network. And, of course, we'd love to see you down at the BB&T Center tonight. Again, the Panthers go on the road for four straight after this. So you want to make sure you get down, see the Panthers right in the middle of this playoff hunt, live and in person this evening. 954-835-PUCK, FloridaPanthers.com to get your tickets. So make sure you get down to the BB&T Center this evening. But if you can't make it, we have you covered on the radio side, beginning with the pregame at 6:30. You can watch the game on Fox Sports Florida. So a lot of different avenues as far as consuming tonight's Panthers-Coyotes game as the Panthers try to close that gap between themselves and the New Jersey Devils in the playoff race, making a run at that last wild card position.
So we go back out to the Cats hotline and talk to Panthers Chief of Staff Sean McCaffrey. And, you know, Sean, South Florida, this community rocked this week by the passing of H. Wayne Huizenga, who was the founding owner of these Florida Panthers. Can you talk about how much H. Wayne Huizenga means to this organization and this community?
I think he means everything. Obviously, he's the father of the organization. Obviously, South Florida icon, super successful in business. But I think as a only have a couple years in Florida under my belt, and I think the thing is, as you go around Florida, his name's on buildings all over for his philanthropic endeavors and contributions. But you really look at his legacy and impact of what he did, and it's astounding in the community. I think that's really what stuck with the organization is our focus on community and giving back, and his focus on bringing a new game to Florida is something that we're really passionate in terms of. You know, hockey now has a smaller but thriving base, and we're trying to grow that dream of bringing ice into a hot weather climate and having a game succeed. So, without him, the Panthers wouldn't be here. Hockey wouldn't be thriving in the community. So I think we have him and his family to thank for that.
Very well said. And again, our thoughts with the Huizenga family at this time. And again, Wayne Huizenga, just an unbelievable impact on not only business, but on sports, on the community, on everything that he was involved with. But Sean, as we look ahead to tonight's game and really through the rest of the season here, a lot of excitement. And of course, for our dedicated season ticket holders as well, a chance to renew their season tickets by today to get some extra benefits, right? Today is one of the renewal deadlines.
Yeah, you want to get in to get that extra cash. You know, it's always always whenever you can get a little money back to spend in the arena, you want to do it. So, I encourage everyone, if you been out of town or haven't been able to get back to your rep or get online to do it, just, go ahead and do it and get ready, for the rest of the season that hopefully is going to continue for a couple more weeks here. And then get ready for next season. So, it's at the midnight tonight, so make sure to pop on there and get it done.
And you mentioned getting ready for next season. No doubt next season's going to be a special one, but you get in for next season, and it'll help you consume the rest of this season too, right?
Yeah, get playoff priorities. So, we're right there knocking on the door. It looks like it's going to be us and the Devils battling to the very end. So I think, might come back down to the last game or two of the season. So it's going to be exciting rest of the year here with, the Coyotes in town tonight. And then, I try to get on board so you can get into and get your seats for the playoffs. So,
well, very exciting time of year to be a hockey fan and to be supporting these Panthers on this playoff run. He is Florida Panthers Chief of Staff, Sean McCaffrey. Sean, thank you so much for the time as always, my friend.
Thank you, guys. Good talking to you. Have a good day.
Thank you.
Excellent stuff there. And it really outlines how important this game is, Doug. 3 points back of a playoff spot. And, New Jersey didn't do us any favors by defeating Pittsburgh. So it puts all the more pressure on the Panthers to get it done on home ice against Arizona.
That's the big thing here. Of course, you like to get some help night to night. And as strange as it may sound, everybody needs to root for the Tampa Bay Lightning tonight.
Yeah, how weird. That's it's just a foreign feeling, but we got to do it.
It's the things that happen when you're in the middle of a playoff race. Of course, you'd like to get that help night tonight, but the Panthers here with 10 games left still in that situation where they can take care of their own business and they don't necessarily need to rely on others for that assistance heading down the stretch here in the playoff race. No matter what kind of run New Jersey would get on, the Panthers still have the ability to really take care of it on their own. So the Panthers need to keep winning. And again, as strange as it may sound, everybody wants to be a Tampa Bay Lightning fan tonight and wish them the best against the New Jersey Devils. Again, the Lightning, the more rested team. The Devils picked up a win against Pittsburgh last night in overtime. The one thing the Devils do have in their favor is that home ice advantage tonight. It's going to be a game played in New Jersey. So that's what's on tap for tonight, 7 o'clock, Panthers and the Coyotes. 954-835-PUCK, FloridaPanthers.com. Get your tickets. We hope to see you down there. We'll start the pregame at 6:30 on the radio network. The Devils play the Lightning tonight up in New Jersey. So, of course, we'll be keeping everybody monitored on that one all evening long. But also some local interest over on the Arizona side tonight. Jacob Chychrun, young defenseman for Arizona, Boca Raton native. So a kid with his roots playing hockey in South Florida, suiting up for the Arizona Coyotes tonight.
And, Doug, we just heard Sean McCaffrey mention that, Wayne Huizenga, his vision was bringing ice, bringing hockey to a warm weather climate. And it makes you wonder for the Jacob Chychryns out there and the Shane Gostis Bears out there, you know, kids who came up in South Florida, would hockey have had that sort of an influence on their lives if not for the fact that hockey is now a part of this community, thanks to Wayne?
And I think that's a big thing. You look across the country, there are a lot of youth hockey scenes where we've seen more and more kids, you know, growing up playing hockey and getting drafted and playing in the National Hockey League. You're seeing kids from South Florida make their mark in the hockey world. Southern California, you're seeing kids from that region.
From Arizona.
Austin Matthews is from Arizona. And then you look at some of the more long-standing markets, but, you know, you look at Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania as an example, and the Panthers have a guy from Pittsburgh and Vincent Trocheck, but there's, you know, Brandon Saad is from Pittsburgh. You've got John Gibson is from that area, so you've got a lot of kids from that area who are playing hockey at a high level, and there's no doubt that when an NHL team in a market can help grow that local interest, can help get kids involved in the game, and eventually see some of those kids get to play at the highest level, and we're seeing that across the country.
From the foundations laid by Wayne Huizenga, he will be missed by this community. Want to thank everyone for tuning in. Make sure you come out to the BB&T Center, support your Florida Panthers tonight. Panthers and Arizona Coyotes, that'll be a 7 o'clock face-off at the BB&T Center, 6:30 pregame right here on the Florida Panthers Radio Network.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.